Welcome to Get Pooped Ass, where we question everything with no filter.
Thank you for tuning in today.
Yes, today is Friday.
Viernes.
Today is our Friday feud day.
Yes.
And I honestly am very sleepy today. I had coffee, but that's the thing, actually. Caffeine, like you said, caffeine doesn't really do much for me. It just gives me the shits. More than anything, it's the amount of sugar I put, because I actually like my coffee dark.
Yes.
But at the same time, that sweet coffee be hitting different. So what wakes me up is like the sugar rush of intaking all that sugar at once.
So it's not caffeine. It's literally the sugar, which I find crazy. The thing is, low-key, I don't know if we said it on the podcast or you just told me, like, in real life. Not that this isn't real life.
Yeah,
this is a simulation. You literally said that it's a trigger or, like, a symptom of ADHD that caffeine doesn't wake you up.
Yeah.
And I've known since, like, day one, since always. I always was so envious that some people are like, oh, my God, yeah, no, I have to have my coffee in the morning to wake up. Or some people are like, oh, yeah, I just need to get, like, a coffee and, like, I'll wake up, I'll gain energy.
Mm-hmm.
I would always just get coffee because it's like, yeah, I'm one of y'all.
Yeah, to be in with the crowd.
Like, I mean, because I wanted something to drink and, like, coffee sounds cute.
What I need, it's like are vibe. Excessive sources of sugar.
Yeah.
Like, I need candies, excessively sugary drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, currently
some
I'm obsessed with, like, strawberry
some
milk.
Some kind of, like, soda.
Yeah, something with hella sugar, and then I will spike up for a few minutes, and that's a problem. I'm already crashing right now.
Damn, baby.
Oh, yeah, I drifted. But my point was, I'm really sleepy, which might put me in a bad mood. We'll have to see how I'm feeling.
That's something. I feel as though, the way I've been trying to, like, come about this whole podcast, like,
okay,
whatever, it's I kind of want us to be, like, in our best mindsets.
That's not possible.
And that's not that it's not possible, because I feel like we've been doing it up till now.
Mm-mm.
But no, we haven't.
My best mindset? No. I actually, that's something. We're coming at this podcast, sorry to not to interrupt you, but we're coming at this completely differently. Like, you want this to be structured, professional, like us bubbly and bright, and I just want this
not
to be as
bubbly and bright. Just I mean, I hate it when there's interruptions, or I hate it when like it's like I hate silence. Like, the whole point of this is to for us to be talking. So if all of a sudden it's like cricket.
I know, but like, sometimes there are crickets, and the thing is, what I want is authenticity.
But just then we're not going to record the crickets, and I don't know how to edit out the crickets. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the thing, because the thing is, I'm sure there are a lot of people who have crickets, but then they edit that snippet out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or, like, if it's not interesting.
But
we don't
have
those technologies.
Software. Yeah.
Or, I mean, maybe we do, like, but I don't know how to do it.
I want this to be as authentic as possible, and the problem is, most of the time, I have zero energy. Like, I'm bringing it for the podcast. Rarely. I will only get passionate about something, and you'll see motivation when I am in a bad mood.
Yeah.
I only get motivation in when I'm feeling pissy.
Yeah, if not, you're, like, neutral.
Yeah, or I'm like, bleh.
You live life pretty neutral, which I find to be dope. I literally feel like you're that one cool person where it's, like, super aloof and, like,
you're
just doesn't give a shit.
I am that one character that's, like, best friends with, like, the super excited, bubbly person. But, like, nobody actually likes that person, but because they're best friends with the main character, like, they're always there. But, like, nobody talks to them, nobody interacts with them. They're not even, like, side story romance. Like, they're just living there.
You're my favorite person.
I know. I'm telling you. I'm the side story character that doesn't even
you're
get, like,
really
a romantic.
Not. That's so
lame. You know who I relate to?
Who?
From Kimi ni Todoke? I don't know anybody's name, but him.
The Ryu?
That's totally his name.
Ryu.
How he doesn't even get to be with the girl he likes.
Damn.
The girl he likes his brother.
And who am I?
Bubbly dude. I don't know his name.
Bubbly dude. Oh my god, we're both boys?
It's not about gender, just that.
Oh,
that
am
character.
I literally the boy? He's super popular, and, like, all the girls like him. That is not
you
me.
Would be super popular. You
but,
were super popular. No, but you were, just you're not in a place where you would
I
be popular. You don't attract humans.
I was not popular at
you
all.
Were very popular. By comparison, yeah.
Oh, by comparison to you, I mean, anybody would be popular,
okay,
please.
Shut the fuck up.
No, but the thing is, I was not considered popular.
Yeah, you were.
All.
You were that person who could be with the weirdos and who could be with the popular kids, and you were like, you didn't have any set friends, but you could sit with any group at lunch. And, like, it'd be fine. Like, it'd be like, oh, hey, like, it doesn't mean they'd sit and talk with you. It's like, oh my god, how you been? But, like, you could sit there, and they'd be like, hey. And then everybody would do their own thing. And you would literally, you would be that outsider who could be in, but you would always be an outsider because you were never one of the mains, but you could float around.
I guess.
Which is literally what the popular kid from Kimi no Todoke was. He didn't have any set group. He floated around. But he had Ryu,
I feel his like main you guy. You have really, like, unrealistic thoughts of what my school life was like. Because,
I assume you lived a pretty, like,
I was high bullied, school musical. Babe.
Okay. And? You had friends.
I mean, yeah, I did. When
you were bullied by the stupid bitches who had nothing better to do with their lives. The thing is,
you know, just going down this rabbit hole for a second, what really sucks is I, especially in class, because I was always paying attention. I was, like, always a good student.
Uh-huh.
But if in gym I didn't have a friend.
Oh, my God.
And or lunch, if I didn't have a friend, that was so fucking impossible.
Oh, I know.
Oh, the thing is, and, like, I, not every single day, because I don't know the way the classes work, but there were some days, okay, ready? Kind of going down a rabbit hole. There were some lunches where I didn't have any friends. There were, like, two or three, like, lunches that I didn't have friends, but for some reason, coincidió that, like, Danny, I don't know if you remember, Danny was one of my friends. She had a friend. Who
also didn't have anyone to sit with?
Who also didn't have anyone to sit with, yeah. And the thing is, since we, like, knew each other through Danny...
Like, y'all would at least sit together.
We sat together, and surprisingly, it wasn't as awkward as you'd think. Like, I considered her a friend.
I mean, y'all were sitting together because you had no one else to sit with.
Yeah.
So, but since y'all were on the same boat, it was chill.
But for gym, it was really bad. It was really, really bad. And I was so antisocial. Gym was horrible. And also, gym was also, like... I'm thinking middle school right now, actually. It was so shitty for me because back then, I mean, I had hairy-ass legs. And my mom didn't let me shave. I know. And then you had the same thing. That's high school
for me.
I know, babe. I know.
No, but let me tell you, because you're... You had, like, an okay story, like, oh, because of Danny's friend, I had someone.
That was for love.
I had no one.
I know, my ever. Love.
And you know what was the weirdest part? In middle school, they had those long-ass tables. Like, they had a total of maybe 8 long-ass tables.
Did you have one all to yourself?
All to myself. I don't know what that means. Why did I always had it all to myself, to the point, there's always this one teacher who's not a teacher, but they're just, like, one of those floater people.
Yeah, he's, like, a security person or whatever.
I don't know, but there's always that floater teacher who's not actually a teacher, who's like, oh, like, I'm actually really rich, and I only come here because, like, I love to do this. Like, I don't actually have to be working.
Oh, was that his thing?
Yeah, that was his thing. He would sit with me. And it was so horrible, because it's like, I don't need your fucking pity, bro. I know I look like a loser. I know I'm a fucking loser, but back the fuck off and don't sit with me. Because the problem was, you were just sitting with me for, like, 2 minutes, and it made me feel shittier. Because, first off, it made me feel like, oh, let me pity this kid, but you only had, like, you only had it in you to sit with me for 2 minutes and then go about your life and ignore me like I never exist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You didn't have to come in the first place, but it just made me feel even shittier that they felt obligated to, could only last 2 minutes, and then would pretend I didn't exist ever again. Do you know what I mean?
My love, I wish we were in the same group.
No, like, that was horrible. And then that also happened to me in high school, but that was gym. I had 0 friends in gym, and, you know, I was fine with it. I had my routine, because they would always pull down the last bleacher so you could sit there, because people were, like, practice sports, so I couldn't, like, sit on my spot on the floor, you know, because somebody was gonna step on me. So I would get dressed, do my thing, talk to 0 humans, and just walk in and sit on the bench, like, over there in that corner.
I wonder people, like, just the transition, because I feel as though you were yourself when you were with me, right? And, like, we would have fun.
What people would see was how fun you could be. They wouldn't notice how fun I was.
No.
Because
I'd like to be like, I have seen, like, your transition.
They didn't, because I had class with all these kids, and they saw how I didn't talk, and I just sat, like, you know, pay attention.
Yeah.
No communication. The moment you came around, I was chatty. I was, you know, alive. No, because if they'd noticed that, then they would have tried to talk to me in the other classes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always found it so weird, because I didn't finish. With the gym, like, I would always sit on that one bleacher. All of a sudden, this one girl, who I had all my other classes with, she would come and sit next to me, and she'd just make a little bit of conversation, like, hey, how are you? And I'd be like, oh, I'm good, how are you? And she would, like, say a couple things. She did that, like, every single fucking day for, like, the whole fucking year, or it was actually half a year. half a school year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way the school was
formatted. Yeah, I got you.
She would come and she would talk to me for a little bit. She didn't do it in the beginning and she stopped doing it towards the end, but for a good chunk of time she would do it. And I always thought it was weird because, mind you, this girl would ignore me in class. We specifically sat next to each other in, like, two other classes, and she would not talk to me. So I thought it was weird. I was like, oh, hi. Like, oh, we're friends. Like, you know, like, that's weird because, like, oh, next day in first period, it's like, oh, so we're friends? But it's like, no, I don't exist. So I was like, okay, very weird. I found out literally, like, towards the end.
How did you find out?
Because I was, like, walking. I forget why. It was, like, towards the end of the year. So we weren't, like, doing anything. And the guy, the teacher, mm-hmm. who literally told her to come talk to me, was like, oh, yeah. And it's like, oh, I was, like, hoping to break you out of your shell or some shit. It's like, that's why I told Victoria, or I don't want to say her name. That's why I told her to go talk to you and, you know, like, try to become friends with you. And she's like, yeah, I tried, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like,
oh, okay.
It's like, thanks? Do you know what I mean? Like, I hate to be ungrateful and, like, a bitch because no, I get because that there were good intentions. But I didn't ask for your fucking pity. And after you tried to talk to me for the first week and you saw that I am a boring fucking wall, you should have stopped.
That's not what was seen.
You're, because, no, now I feel like yourself. A dick because she kept trying. And I was like, oh, because that's the thing. It always felt super weird because I'm like, oh, she's trying to be friends. She was trying to be friends. Then this would feel different, you know?
Yeah.
Not just that. Okay, talk to me in other classes. She had her, like, best friend in other classes, so I get it. And she also had her best friend in this class, but I don't know. Maybe that friend had another friend or some shit. I don't know. I didn't think that was a dynamic. I thought she just wanted to sit down, and I happened to be there, so, oh, let me talk to this person. But the thing is, she was literally forcing herself, not caring, just doing it because the teacher was watching her. So she'd come over, and she'd be like, hey, how are you? I'd be like, oh, good, how are you? And she'd be like, oh, great, you know, it's like, anything new? And I'd be like, no, you know, same old, like, what's up with you? And she'd be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. She might talk about something. And I remember towards the end, she started getting, like, annoyed. And she'd be like, yeah, we just have the same conversation every single day. Yeah.
Shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, yeah, that's the thing. So I'm like, what is this dynamic? It wasn't until I found out that, oh, you were being forced to do it. And it's like, oh, no wonder. Everything clicked into place because I was like, oh, like, she wants to be friends, but she's trying. But this isn't how you try with a friendship. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you want to be friends with someone, first off, there has to be some sort of interest. But let's pretend one day she saw me fucking, she heard me say a really fucking funny joke and she's like, oh, that person seems funny. Let me get to know this person. Like, you would try to get to know the person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've had a friend before. I know how making friends works. And, like, that didn't feel, hey! Oh, my phone.
Oh, goodness.
Like, that didn't feel like someone trying to make friends. So it was a very weird dynamic. But that annoys me because so much people have felt the need to pity me. And it's like, don't fucking pity me. I have a God complex, okay? Mm-hmm. I am better than all you motherfuckers. So don't approach me thinking I need your pity. I'm looking down on every single fucking one of you. So chill.
Damn.
But, like, I wouldn't say that. But, like, you know what
but
I mean?
Like, but I'm thinking it, though.
I'm thinking it as fuck. As fuck. I thought God complex was, like, you had, like, a complex where it's, like, I do or don't believe in God. Nah. God complex is that you think you are superior. I got a hella God complex, and I'm not even fucking ashamed of it.
I feel like I have...
Not even a little bit.
I feel like I'm just cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't call my... I mean, because the thing is, I definitely think that I'm better than a lot of people. But I feel as though I'm just... confident and, like, extremely confident in who I am. I wouldn't even call what I am cocky. I feel like I'm just confident.
I don't have confidence.
In
I
like,
have an overinflated ego.
Oh. I mean, I low-key have that, too. I mean, I'm very confident in my self-awareness and my perception.
I think you're very humble.
Yeah?
You are confident in yourself, but you are very humble.
Yeah.
You definitely have humility, yeah.
I'm glad that you say that, because sometimes I feel some type of way, and I'm like, oh my god, like, isn't this amazing? Like, I made this, and you're like, well, okay, you don't let it get to your head.
I just fuck with you.
Well, I mean, and I'm like, no, I didn't mean to, like, say, like, oh my gosh, I'm the best, but, like, this is pretty fucking awesome, right?
You are the fucking best.
I really fucking am.
That's the thing, to think how untalented I am, for me to think so highly of myself, is Confucius.
Babe, you have every reason to think just as highly as
you
have.
But you know what's really confusing? I lack self-worth. I consider myself super worthless, but, like, I have a God complex.
Mm-hmm.
So
what the fuck?
I don't know.
So
but
what?
Some moments my God complex comes out, and I'm like, but then other times I'm like, what am I doing on the earth? Yeah. That's kind of my dynamic. But yeah, we went down a whole rabbit hole on coffee, ADD, school, bullying.
Yeah, I guess we'll get into our specific bullying stories one day eventually. But, I mean, yeah. Life. Ready?
I just wanted to do, like, a 1 minute segue into coffee, and it turned into, like, 20 minutes.
Do we even want to do the quote?
Yeah, or... so let's do the quote. Let's do the quote. Right quick. I thought it was a really funny joke. Not joke. Quote. Quote. Okay. I thought it was a funny quote. It literally says, before... Oh, it was by Will Ferrell? That's so cute. Before you marry a person, you should first make them use a computer with slow internet to see who they really are. And that's Bible.
Honestly.
You need to see these people at their worst, even if it's, like, the most tiny, tedious things. Like, you know something I'd like to do?
What?
Date a guy that's, like, super into his car and, like, dent it or scratch it or hit a curb. And problem. See how the fuck you reacts.
Well, I mean, problem. It's like saying, like, for me.
Okay, like, I'm not gonna do it on purpose, but, like, do it on purpose.
No, but, like, it's kind of like the comparison. Because, ready, I feel as though there are life situations. Like, I'd like to see them in a stressful situation, in a tense situation, in a situation where they're angry. But I feel as, like, damn, like, you have gotta catch. If it's the kind of person where it's, like, at least me, you know, my writing is, like, the most important thing to me. Mm-hmm. So if, for some reason, you deleted a file, it's, like, shit.
Okay.
Like, actually, you know what? Maybe, yeah, maybe you're right. Because it's, like, what if I'm, oh, my God, you stupid. Like, that's not the way you should handle
it. The thing is, you're going to, you are going to be at your most furious.
I am going to be so upset.
So I want to see.
How am I
going to
handle that?
Exactly. Okay, I want to see what you losing your composure means. Because, of course, you're going to lose your composure. So I need to see how far that means that, how far you will take that with
me. I would be like, okay. Like, if you accidentally deleted, like, one of my writing
files. Well, that's something that can never come back.
No, but my thing is, like, okay, let's see if the computer has some kind of recovery. Let's see if there's anything to do to recover it. And if, like, at the end of the day, there's nothing, I'm like, shit, man, like, why?
That's different, though. I know, but it's, like, what if, I don't know, you... I feel like car is a good example. I can't think of anything else. But just, like, kind of slightly damage something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm not saying, like, I'll pay for the repairs. Like, don't worry. Like, I fucked it up. Repairs are coming.
But
like, I
want to see... how did you handle that
the
situation?
The moment you find out or the moment you see the dent, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like same thing. Like, give them, like, a slow phone or a slow computer.
I feel as though I would like to... I wonder what these situations would look like. But, like, I'd like to encounter, like, a stressful situation with them. Like, be in a long line. Like, maybe even go to, like, an amusement park or something. You know what I mean? Like Disney or, like, Universal that has the huge-ass fucking lines and see how they...
Oh, wow.
Kind of, like, do during that dull... You know what I mean? Like,
well, then I'm a really shit person because those lines drain me.
You just shut down. Which
and then
chill.
I get, like, a few minutes of adrenaline on the ride and then drained again.
No, I mean,
wait.
That's fine, but you see how that's chill versus if somebody else... Like, I can't stand the kind of person like, well, damn, like, how long does it take to ride a ride? You know
same
what I mean?
Shit.
Like, those kind of people.
You know who else annoys me?
Talk to me.
Do you remember the first time we went? I don't know if you remember, but when we were getting on the mummy ride, there were some kids in front of us. And then there were, like, two ladies behind us, and then there were another group of kids. That they were together.
Yeah.
So, my dumbass, I guess I shouldn't have said that, and I was like, oh, like, dale, like, what's two more people? We'll be fine. And then the two ladies behind us were like, oh, like, I wouldn't have let them go. It's like, I wasn't okay with that. And it's like, I felt bad because it's like, oh, damn, I let them skip you, but you weren't okay with that. But it's the kind of thing where it's like, what the fuck is two more people, and they're clearly together.
Yeah, get over yourself.
But also, it really annoyed me that, you remember that one guy who was all up on you?
Yeah.
Even though we're supposed to fucking socially distance.
Yeah.
He had, like, a group of people, like, skip to get to him. Like, that's also a dick move, because if your people are all the way back there, go to them.
Go with the majority of the
people. Yeah, you don't have them
jump
in front of other people.
You're not allowed to save a spot in line, if that makes
sense.
No,
because...
Even though, technically, that's a smart thing to do, and, like, fuck it.
Right?
But fuck it, you know what I mean? Because if my family did that, I'd be like, yeah, smart as fuck, you know what I mean?
It's like, why are all of us gonna stand here? Like, I'm here, they're part of my family. Like, oh, because they're not standing here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's the kind of thing, like, to see how that person reacts. Because, honestly, like, it annoyed me a little bit. But it's like, what is an extra three people gonna do to the
especially
wait?
Especially, like, at the time that we went, like, the lines weren't even that long. Like, get over
there
yourself.
Really didn't bother me. This time around, I was like, well, damn.
Honestly.
I've been waiting here for, like, 6 years. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
But I don't know, just, like, to see how somebody would handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to see how they would handle themselves, because I don't... Is it an attractive quality if someone, like that one guy that was on top of you, You just let it go and you were super uncomfortable, but you could have been like, can you follow the markers and go 6 feet back?
Well, I mean, I feel like there's a difference where it's like versus if you're complaining about something that somebody's doing or complaining about something that's irrelevant, or if you're just complaining, oh my God, it's so like whatever, like if you're like in a shitty mood, if you're like being angry for no reason, there's a different thing. Because if somebody was like, hey, yo, you're riding my ass, can you fucking get back in your spot? Like, your spot is all the way over there. Like, I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, it's like, damn, good for you. Like, the fact that we didn't say anything is kind of fucked up because...
Literally, in the moment, I was like, I know I'm going to regret so bad not saying anything, but I'm such a non-confrontational person.
Me too.
Even though at the same time, I am.
You have these confrontational moments.
So I don't understand what I am because I'm literally like, I will throw hands. 100%. I will not physically.
Do you really not know what you are?
What am I?
You're a Gemini.
Oh.
You a two-faced bitch.
Oh, because sometimes I'm like, whatever, I'll just withstand... Oh my gosh, do we want to get into the story of how... Okay, there was that one ride that I'm assuming we're talking about the same, like, one guy who was literally on my ass. We went to Universal.
Yeah.
And we stood on the line, and there was this... They have literally social distancing markers that are every 6 feet, like, they're away from each other. And this guy, like, he was just obsessed with my smell. He wanted to literally smell up on me.
You smelled good that day.
Yeah, I really smelled real good, and, you know, I had some nice perfume on. Okay, he wanted to smell my ass. And he was all up on me the entire fucking time. And there was that ride. But then there was this other ride, which is it was like the Looney Tune one. The super wet one.
Yeah.
There were these groups of boys who were also behind us.
Mm-hmm. Also riding your ass again.
Same exact fucking shit. Like, riding my ass the entire fucking time. And then I could not stand it. And I thought I was giving him, like, death glares and shit. Like... The thing is, to one point, to where, I don't know, we went, like, around, like, a corner to, like, you know, keeping the line going, and my elbow brushed somebody's arm, or vice versa, somebody's arm brushed my elbow, some shit like that, where my arm was fucking touched, and it's like, we're supposed to be social distancing.
6 feet.
What the fuck is going on if we managed to touch each other?
That means you're
and
up on
I
my
was
ass.
Keeping my social distance from the person in front of us. I was on my marker. I was doing what I was supposed to do. I can't control what the people behind me are doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were all up on me. And so fucking annoying the entire ride. Whatever. In the end, it was worth it because then we went on the ride. We got, like, completely soaked. It was
a poncho.
It was one of my favorite rides. I absolutely loved
it. It was fun.
We could actually get into, like, everything that we did in a podcast. I don't know if that'd be something interesting to talk about. But then, like, I don't know. We got off the ride. Because we also switched shoes. So then we took, like, we walked somewhere and we switched shoes real quick. And I just found it funny because then two of those guys from that group, they came over to us and they were like, hey, we were the people who were behind you in line. Like, we were wondering if you girls, like, wanted to go out and get a drink. Mm-hmm. Or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I just find it funny where it's like, did you lead with that on purpose? Did you think that was gonna help your case? Because I just come from being pissed off that your ass was fucking sniffing my ass the entire fucking time in line.
Maybe if you'd told them. I don't think they did it to bother you. I think they didn't know.
I guess
like, they're dumbasses. They only have one neuron.
I mean, then I could have been like, hey, yo, you're supposed to be on your marker. Can you, like, do that?
Yeah. Yeah, and nicely. It's like, hey, like, can you back up? Like, we have to socially distance.
Hey, we're supposed to be social
distancing. Like, I'm social trying to ride.
Distancing.
Not get Rona, you know?
Yeah, for
I
real.
I know it's confusing, but they're different.
Ride, Rona. I know this sounds like a little alike,
pero no.
Pero
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yes. But yeah. So, get to know
see
some
people. See people at their worst.
For real. I feel as though before you make any kind of life decision, any kind of, like, marriage, I feel like for relationship, when you're dating is when you're supposed to find out all these things about each other. You know what I mean? I feel like that's what's
But that's what's crazy to me because, like, the only way to actually get to know someone is to convivir with them, you know?
I mean, yes
Apart from
no.
that, you just interact for a little bit.
I mean, yeah, like, low-key, I feel like you have to live with someone.
Yeah, like, I need to see you in the morning. Like, I need to see you when you're cranky at night. I need to see you when the washing machine doesn't work. Or when the fucking, what is it called? The beep, 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 beep thing won't stop fucking going off.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, like, when I accidentally drop a plate and it breaks, you know?
Yeah.
When the dog poops on the bed. Damn. You know what I mean? Like, I need to see the worst of you. Because if I just see... Once you're all dressed and, you know, woken up and arregladito, and then you come pick me up.
Because at least, for me, the thing is, and whenever we're going to go meet, like, obviously you're going to be, like, in a good mood, you know what I mean? It's not, like, the everyday kind of thing. You know, like, it's not, like,
you know, 24 hours, 7 days a week, like...
Exactly.
Well, what is your life like, you know?
That's not what it's like. That's not how dating happens. Yeah, it's just a couple hours a day, every single day, if even. If even you see each other that much.
Exactly.
You know? So it's crazy. People will be like, oh yeah, we've been dating for 3 years. That means you've seen each other, like, 52 times?
I mean, apparently when people date, they see each other every day, which I find to be crazy.
That's insane.
You socially exhaust me, honey. I can't.
I guess if you work together, or if you meet this person at school, God bless me, at school or something.
Then, yeah, there's more interaction.
But, yeah, but apart from that...
I don't know. But ready? For today's Friday feud, we're going to do...
You explain while I try to find a good one.
Like a... Actually, it's a game called Crack the Case. And it's literally just, Baby's gonna read, like, a case, and it's gonna, like, give us all the information that it needs, and then I have to ask, like, yes or no questions, and Babe can respond with... yes, no, yes, and no, irrelevant, I don't know, define what you mean by, and rephrase your question. We do kind of, like, cheat a little bit occasionally, but we'll try to keep it, like, as to the books as possible. Does that make sense? As,
yes. Like we cheat, because some of these are just fucking insane.
Some of them are just kind of, like, real far-fetched.
Very far-fetched.
But I think we're really good, like, in this direction, you knowing the case and me asking questions.
You're very good at questioning, and
I think I'm really good at figuring out, like, which
direction.
You're
good at probing, and I'll give you a little bit here and there, because yes. I don't know if you explained, we're only supposed to give two hints, and I'm only supposed to respond.
I didn't even,
I can only respond in yes, no, yes and no, irrelevant, I don't know, define what you mean by, and rephrase your question. Those are my only responses, technically. I'm gonna say more, because we make our own rules up in this bitch.
You know.
Because if not, why the fuck would we play a game if you're not gonna fucking... You're gonna follow the rules, why?
Why?
But at the same time, I like rules, so I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
But so I'm going to read to you...
Talk to
the
me.
Case.
Okay.
The case.
Yes.
A woman is found dead on the streets of... Seoul.
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't know how you pronounce it. S-E-O-U-L.
Seoul.
The South Korean capital.
Yeah. Seoul.
Beside
Seoul.
Her.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul. Seoul.
We could change it to somewhere else.
Okay.
A woman is found dead on the streets of Habibi.
Okay.
The capital of Hadidi.
Okay.
Made up places, okay?
Yes.
She's in Habibi, capital of Hadidi.
Okay.
Beside her lies a basket.
Basket.
The mystery. Who killed the woman?
Who killed her?
How and how? Why?
Why? Is the basket relevant?
Of course.
It is? Oh, you already read the back?
Yeah.
Okay. Who killed the woman? Why and how?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want me to read it to you again. A woman is found dead on the streets. A basket is beside her. That's it.
Is the basket filled with food?
No.
Does the basket have something important?
No.
The basket does not have something important?
No.
Is the basket the reason why she was killed?
No.
Is the basket the start of a misunderstanding?
No.
Is the basket's important?
Yes.
The basket's important to how she was murdered?
Yes.
Okay. Was there a weapon in the basket?
Yes and no.
Is the basket a weapon?
No.
The basket had a weapon inside of it?
Yes and no.
The basket ended up having the weapon inside of it? Or the basket started with the weapon inside of it?
Yes.
To which question?
To the second one.
The basket started with the weapon inside of it.
What was inside isn't really a weapon. It's a yes and no to the item being a weapon. To what was inside being a weapon.
Okay. Did it double as a weapon? Was it used for something else? Talk to me.
I can't.
Oh, okay. Then, ready? Then I'll leave that alone for a second. So, or is that important? Is that...
Gonna... Let me give you this hint.
Okay.
Too late... Something in the basket struck the woman as odd.
Oh, there was an animal in the basket.
Yes.
That ended up killing her.
Yes.
Was it like a scorpion?
No.
Was it like a snake?
Yes.
There was a snake in the basket that killed her?
Yes.
And she was venomized, like, with the venom?
Yes, the snake bit her, yes.
But she was murdered.
The snake killed her.
Okay.
But yes, okay, it was
so
a murder.
So what are the questions?
Who killed the woman, how, and why?
Okay. Who killed the woman, the snake, how, with venom, why? Is the why, is somebody else involved, or do I need to explain why the snake killed her? Is somebody else involved?
Yes. Just, you're not gonna get it. This is so stupid.
Is it somebody that she knows?
Oh, yeah. The woman was betrayed by someone she knew. That was your hint. That was your first hint.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, yes.
Okay, it was somebody that she knows. Was she a snake charmer? No. Did she work with snakes?
No.
Did the person who killed her work with snakes?
Yeah, I guess so.
Were they some kind of zoo animal caretaker?
No.
Did they have, like, a snake shop?
Their thing wasn't were primarily snake charmer? Snakes. No.
No? Were they a food person?
Yeah.
They worked in food?
Yeah.
And they hired a snake? They bought a snake illegally?
They were buying the meat. It wasn't supposed to be alive.
Oh, they bought snake meat? Oh, and she bought the snake meat. Oh, so it wasn't intentional. It was by accident? Was it by accident?
No. Yes, yes. No. Ask the question again.
Accident?
No.
So
purpose? Yes.
the person who bought the snake. Oh, so do I need to find? Is it her boyfriend, ex-husband?
No, it was her anti-political activist something. You're not gonna get that.
Oh wow.
The investigators must discover that the woman was sold a sedated cobra by her political activist vendor, and the snake awoke and poisoned her to death.
Wow.
I just don't see how you would have figured
that out. When politics get too real.
Yeah.
I feel like considering the fact that there was lacking in information, I did pretty well.
Very much lacking in information.
I did pretty good. So yeah, guys. That careful where you buy your snakes from.
Yes, because they might be sedated. And they might wake up and bite you.
Damn, is that what happened? It was asleep until it wasn't? I guess technically that's with everything. It's asleep until it's not. That's something I don't understand. For hibernation, animals who live in the cold just go to sleep for months?
No, that's not what hibernation is.
Oh, okay.
They don't go to sleep for months. They're still alive and well. They are just not as active.
Oh, okay.
We were taught in the school system that these motherfuckers were eating for 6 months and then they were going to pass out for 6 months. No.
That's
they're
thing.
Still
how
living
you,
every single day.
How do you find ration of food? The thing is, they could barely find food to feed themselves every day. How do they find rations of food for 6 months?
They didn't. They're just not as active, and they were able to slow down their systems a little bit, so they didn't have to, like, eat as much, and they would sleep more. But they were still very much alive. And right? Still very much going out and finding food every single day.
I assumed every, like...
That's what we were all fucking taught. I know for a fact we're all fucking taught. That went around TikTok for the longest time.
Oh, did it really?
Yes, because we were all taught that these motherfuckers passed the fuck out for months.
We really
no,
were.
No, they didn't. They just kind of chilled out a little bit. They're not as active because it's
which
too chilly.
Which makes sense.
Which is obviously what they were going to do.
I was like, how
why,
the fuck
why
is
would
hibernation?
You name that something specific? They literally, I'm pretty sure the dictionary definition of hibernation is like long sleep.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not long sleep. You sleep more, but that's just called
sleep
sleeping in.
Yeah, for real. Because it's like, it's called the weekend.
Yeah, it's called, it's chilly willy outside.
Oh my God, what
why
is
I wake
it?
Up early?
Literally, what is it called? Oh, there was, I don't know, because I just said like the weekend or whatever. it's this thing where it's like, if you want to sleep in 5 days of the week instead of just two, wake up super early on the weekends, meaning that on weekdays, you're sleeping in.
Damn.
So, on weekends, wake up at like 5 in the morning. On like Saturday, Sunday, wake up at 5 in the morning, because on weekdays, you have to wake up at 7. So, you're
that's
sleeping in
hack.
5 days out of the week.
Wow, look at all these optimists turning shit around.
Look at all these positive people.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Can't relate for shit.
Yeah, ready?
I sleep through the weekend. Okay, this is the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we haven't done this one before. If we have, let me know.
I will. I'll let you know if I know beforehand.
Yeah, we did this one already.
Aww.
I remember Mr. Hershey.
Yeah, oh, we really nos fajamos with these for a while.
Oh, yeah.
We were really good at them, I think.
This is a purple, which I think means it's a hard.
I don't remember what the colors mean. It says it somewhere.
Naruto!
Sasuke!
It doesn't say what the colors mean.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. Go for it. Regardless, if it's hard, super hard, or very hard, I will get them all.
Okay. It's called Gorgeous George.
Wow.
The case. The officer serving the search warrant found the metal rectangle he was looking for and arrested Mike for George's murder. The mystery? What was the metal rectangle?
Harmonica.
Wow. Talk while I read.
Okay, so the harmonica. I actually, low-key, I zoned out for the beginning of that, so you're going to have to reread it. But I heard a metal rectangle, which led me to believe the harmonica. I think somebody was dead as well, so the harmonica was laced with some kind of, like, poison. And, like, once you play the harmonica, then he was poisoned and he died. But it was the kind of thing where it's, like, it didn't take effect until later. But the police officer found the metal harmonica, the metal rectangle harmonica. Then he, like, was able to identify and be like, the man who sells the instruments killed him. Huh? And the poison man. The man who does the poisons. The poison supplier. I beg your pardon. Whose?
I don't know. I don't get this, but let's see if you can figure it out.
Read it again. I zoned out.
The case.
Talk to me.
The officer serving the search warrant found the metal rectangle he was looking for. And arrested Mike for George's murder.
Mike.
The mystery.
Oh, Mike.
What was the metal rectangle?
Was it a harmonica?
No.
Metal rectangle. Was it some kind of metal rectangle?
You won't get it for shit.
No.
So I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna give you your two hints right now.
Dale.
George, dead one, fell for Mike's clever switch. First hint.
Was it a light
Second
switch?
Hint. Mike was at the end of his rope when he hatched his plot.
Hatched his plot.
No. That's not what you should
rope.
Have. End of his rope. That's the important
end
part.
Of his rope.
Hatched.
Yeah.
A Weibo? No. No.
Okay. Okay. What do I need to figure out? What is the question?
What was the metal rectangle?
That's literally all I need to figure out?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I'll figure it out?
No, I'll talk you through it.
Was it like a switch? A light switch?
He did switch something, but no, it was not a light switch.
He switched something? Or yeah. Does the metal rectangle have a switch on it?
The first one.
He switched something? He switched a metal rectangle for something else?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have to do with instruments?
No.
Does it have to do with food?
No.
Does it have to do with utensils?
No.
Does it have to do with furniture?
No.
What is the metal rectangle? Do I need to know what these guys' careers are?
No.
Do I need to know what their hobbies were?
Sure, yeah.
Hobbies? Okay. Mm-hmm. So the metal rectangle is something that was used for something that they do for fun? Was it some kind of sport?
Sure.
A short
physical
sport?
Activity.
It was a physical activity. Physical activity. Were they, like, running, or were they, like, using their lungs?
George fell from Mike's clever switch.
Oh my goodness, were they, like, rock climbing?
No.
Were they skydiving?
No.
Some kind of, like, bungee jumping?
Yes.
They were bungee jumping, okay, and the bungee jumping, so there was some kind of metal buckle on one of the strings?
No, that's what I would have thought, but no.
Okay, something, he switched a metal rectangle.
Yeah.
For a different metal rectangle that didn't work, or were they, was a metal rectangle also used, but, like, it didn't work, or it was broken?
No, it's not about broken, just inaccurate.
Inaccurate.
You'd have to know how bungee jumping works, because this doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it, like, the spring?
No.
Is it the, like, air pressure medium? The no. Distance?
Distance.
The distance has to do with the distance?
Yeah.
So, we thought, oh, the rope, something about Mike was at the end of his rope, so, oh, Mike, but George died.
Yeah.
So Mike put George at the end of his rope and he
fell and actually hit?
I'm going to tell you because it's stupid. So apparently in bungee jumping, there's a marker that says how far you can go, which was supposed to be 777, but Mike changed it to 888. So George jumped 100, like dropped 100 meter, 100 whatever's farther, 100 feet farther than he should have. So he smashed.
Damn.
But I don't understand. Do you extend your rope based on the amount of feet you can drop?
Maybe. If any of you guys understand how bungee jumping works, please let us know. I feel like I did pretty good considering.
I mean, considering what the fuck? Yeah, it was pretty good. Let's see if... That's the problem with the purple ones. You gotta have so much external knowledge. How good are we? Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
Okay, book ends. The case. Three senior editors of a book publishing company are found dead in a hotel room on an October weekend. Who killed them? How and why? Fill the dead. Okay.
Let's see. So how about you just reread it again?
Okay, yeah. Let me see here. All right. The case. Mm-hmm. Three senior editors of a book publishing company are found dead in a hotel room on an October weekend.
October weekend.
The mystery. Who killed them?
Who?
How?
How?
And why?
Why? Okay, was it October weekend? Was it like, Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to do with the Halloween holiday?
Yes.
Let's see. Does it... Does it have to do with the Halloween holiday? Were they, like, trick-or-treating? Does it have to do with the whole Halloween thing?
Yes, it's like, yes.
Did somebody disguised as... Yeah. Did somebody... Were they killed on purpose?
Yes, it was a murder.
It was a murder? Yeah. To all three of them?
Yes.
All three were murdered?
Yes.
Senior book editors at a publishing company.
Does their career have to do with the person who killed them?
Yeah.
Was the person who killed them somebody that they worked for? Somebody that worked with them?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody that worked with them or somebody that wanted to work with them but was rejected?
First one.
Somebody that worked with them. Their assistant?
No.
Somebody that worked with them, that was not their assistant. Was it somebody who worked under them?
Yes.
Was it somebody who worked directly under all three?
Yeah.
Was it an author?
No.
It was like a, but not an assistant, an editor. A secretary?
Another editor. They were seniors. Editor?
This person was just an editor. Another editor killed them. So that was who?
Yeah.
Do I need to know more information?
We need a why and a how.
How were they stabbed? Was there a weapon used?
Yes, weapon, no stab.
Yes, weapon. Not stabbed. Was a gun used?
No.
Were they bleeding?
No.
Could you see was there any external injuries?
No.
A weapon was used without any external injuries? I guess poison could be a weapon?
Mm-hmm.
Was it some kind of poison? Was it something that they ingested?
No.
But it was poison. Yes. It was like a gas poison.
Yes.
It was, okay, so a gas poison. How? Not enough information?
More.
Was it through, like, the air vents or something?
No.
They were all staying in one hotel room?
Yes, but
was
not
it, like,
air
a candle?
Vents. Yeah.
Oh, so there was, like, a deadly poison candle that they lit for some reason, and they all died? Were they all suffocated or something? Or were they all poisoned?
Poisoned.
They were all poisoned
with
by
the candle.
The dangerous candle?
Yes.
Okay, is that the how? And now I needed to figure out the why, or is there more to the how?
There's a little bit more to the how, but you'll probably get that with the why, so...
Okay, why? Was it because he was ridiculed? Or the individual was ridiculed? Was it because the individual was being overworked? Was it because the individual wasn't allowed to go spend time with their family?
No.
Was it because the individual was taking away all their candy? No.
They're adults?
Does the October-December vibe have anything to do with the why? By December, I meant October.
Yeah. It has to do with the how, not with the why.
How? Oh, so he, like, pretended to go trick-or-treating and gave them a candle?
No.
He was giving gifts and gave them a candle?
No.
Why? Why during October would you just accept a candle from
the
a random person?
The why is because he was fired.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like you said everything else, but you didn't talk about that, so he was fired.
Yeah, totally. That totally
jumped
over.
I was like,
this bitch is still working there, and he wants the position.
No, he was fired.
Oh, he was fired, so.
And how has to do with Halloween and what you do in Halloween.
Do you?
Like, how he was able to get them to inhale the candles.
You're tricking people?
Oh my God, just, tell me, I don't know. He invited them to a Halloween party.
Ah.
But he pretended to be their boss, and he only hired the three of them, and then when they got there, he was disguised. He was, like, in costume, so they couldn't see that he wasn't the boss, and he just lit the candle, and he was specifically wearing a gas mask as part of his costume, and he just killed the other three.
Damn. In his own house?
No, I don't think it was his house. I think it was in a hotel room.
But he rented out the hotel room. Way to leave.
No, but he rented out the hotel room as the boss.
But the boss obviously didn't do it.
Right, but the boss was the... Like, they figured out that it wasn't the boss, but it was assumed that it was the boss, because, like, literally, like, the email and everything, it wasn't from the boss's email, but, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they figured out that it was the other guy, but, yeah, you're right, he was kind of a dumbass.
Yeah, low-key.
But he got to murder the guys who fired him, because he was pissed, because his severance pay was shit.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. He couldn't be with his family, and it was sad.
Well, that's so annoying.
Very annoying.
So yeah, considering how much you did help me, I mean, I don't know, you guys let us know. I think I'm pretty good at these.
I think so too, really do have to help the person out, because, okay, it's like, ask questions, it's like, the world is your oyster, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for real. What? I mean, the fact that I narrowed it down.
Yeah, you get pretty far, and then I feel like once you get a certain distance, like, I have to help you a little bit, so mm-hmm. you can, like, finish it. Because if not, it's like, I got this far, what more do you want? Like, tell me the details. It's like, where would I get those details? But this is a really fun game. I feel like it gets our minds going.
Yeah, heart
and case. This way works the best. You're really good at, like, probing. Shooting ideas, yeah.
Yeah.
Versus I'm like,
it's like, what?
Huh?
Tell me.
Yeah. And I don't have the patience for it. I'm just like, what? Who killed him? I don't care. Just, he
for
dead.
Real. He's dead. Burn. Why do we even care at this
Why
point?
Why do we even care?
That's something. If murder was legal, would you do it?
No, but if there was the purge, would you participate?
I mean, there's nobody I hate enough right now.
Has there ever been anybody you hated enough to murder them? To muck duck?
I would think yes.
Really?
I'm trying to think of who. The thing is, I forget things. If I actually hate you that much, I try and block it.
The thing is, you're saying that you only muck duck, but you could also steal, and it's like, I would fucking love to go break into, like, Louis Vuitton and get a whole bunch of bags and be like,
Well, that's the thing. Those stores would know that the purge was gonna happen.
And they would be definitely protected.
And they would, like, ultra security their shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you gotta be sure to be super nice, because no quieres caer mal a nadie, because they'll be like, come purge night, I'll fucking get you. It's like, please don't.
My thing is, like, you would have to have some kind of huge security system in place.
You have to.
Or, I mean, because the thing is, then, why the fuck would a huge-ass group of people be fucking attacking you? I haven't done shit to anybody, you know what I mean?
Maybe you did. You cut somebody off. I mean, at work, just, you got the position that I wanted. I kill you, I get that position.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Damn. But yeah, murder is not good, guys.
Bad.
Thievery
is also bad, but...
Is it? I feel like that's gonna be forever my, like, my vice.
Like, I don't mind thievering from, like, big... corporations.
Agreed. I would never steal from, like, a mom and pop shop.
Never. They're barely home.
That's something I literally read the other day, where it's like, y'all, like, McDonald's can fuck up your order like 100 times and you guys will still keep going there, but if a small business owner, like, messes up your order one time, you bash them for the rest of your life, and, like, mm-hmm. you never go there.
So
you know what I mean?
Why the fuck?
It's like, one, they either messed up your order, or they did a bad order. You know what I mean? It's like, it's one. I mean, if you have a bad experience because of it, and it's like, if you go, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, literally,
something
what they
said.
Something
as simple as just, you gave me something that I didn't want, it's like, oh, sorry, let me fix that for you. It's
yeah. Like, especially with small businesses, they want to help their customers. Like, I mean, I know there's, like, bitchy people everywhere,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, for small businesses, they want your business. They need people. It's like, just be kind. And just like, hey, there was a mistake with the order. Do you mind fixing it?
And
you know what I mean?
And
just
do it. They'll do it.
They really
Done.
Will. I mean, then if after that, then they curse you out or whatever, then obviously, then that's just not somewhere you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, think about, before, like, even bashing them, think about, like, how did you approach them? How the fuck did you fuck that up? Because they want your business.
But Karens would never see it that way.
Karens would never.
Just, like, something, if people go to, like, a restaurant or something, or, like, to Starbucks, and, like, they don't like what they ordered, that's your fucking problem.
You ordered it. I'm sorry that you didn't like it.
Because there's this one kid on TikTok who is always trying, like, new Starbucks drinks, and apparently, like, one tasted disgusting. So I don't know if Starbucks directly, like, messaged him, or someone who worked at Starbucks was like, hey, like, just tell your baristas, and they'll give you something new that you'll like. And he's like, no, I would never do that, because I'm the one who decided to buy the weird fucking concoction, and I didn't like it. Like, I'm not gonna... That's nobody's problem but mine. Like, they made the drink. I'm gonna pay for it. I don't like it.
Did what I asked for. How am I gonna, like, complain?
Exactly. I just didn't like it. That's fine. I'll try something new next time. I'll just never get that again. But I'm not gonna sit there having them make me a whole bunch of drinks and just give me one until I like it. Like, that's not how it works. Yeah. This is the thing. Is that something that people demand? It's like, ooh, I wanted to try the Frappuccino, but I don't like it. Give me something else. It's like, okay, but I'm gonna charge you for the Frappuccino. You can throw it out and order something else. But it's like, no, I don't like this. I don't want it. It's like, but that's what you asked for. Yeah. No, that's the thing, like, if people go to a restaurant, like, sometimes I go to a restaurant and I don't like what I chose.
More like, literally, the last restaurant I think we went to, I didn't like, I ordered, I think it was a watercress salad, and you ordered, like, the trio, whatever.
I didn't like any of it.
I didn't like any of it. But I ordered it, and it's so like...
I'm gonna eat it. Yeah. No, you don't have to eat it, but I'm not gonna be
I mean, I asked for it, I'm not gonna be like, yeah, this is gross, give me something else.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that, but not take this off the bill, it's just like, I don't want to eat that. Like, charge me for it, but I'm gonna order something else. Like, that's totally doable. But people complain, it's like, ew, that tastes nasty, give me something else. It's like, that's what you fucking ordered. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why I went down this rabbit hole.
No, just I was talking about food and something.
Oh, and... small businesses and shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, you guys, I feel like this is it for today.
Yeah, this was our Friday fuck around.
Yeah, Friday fuck around. Nice. Our Friday feud / challenge. Let us know if you guys like this. We love doing crack the case, like, literally. And again, I'm not to suit my own horn, but I am pretty good at it.
It goes really well this way. If we flip it, it's not going to be good. I think we
should practice the other way as well.
Like, I don't like asking a lot of questions.
Oh, I do.
I don't mind answering questions, but asking them, bleh.
Oh.
It's but like, ready? Why did they do it? I don't know. Ask them. I didn't do it.
It's like, I don't know. I'm not the murderer.
Yeah, why are you acting I should know this shit? That's sus. It's sus for me to be able to know all this information. Like, how you know this so well? Mm-hmm. How you assume that already? It's
called being a good detective.
That's the thing. I thought I wanted to do that-ish. No. I'll leave that to the people that want to be detectives.
Yeah, I feel like I won't be able to see. I can't see things.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to identify, the
understanding.
I feel as though I don't have enough understanding of the world to properly do that. Because it's like saying, oh, why is this wall, like, curved versus straight? It's like, I don't know, man, it's the structure of the house. It's like, no, this is restructured and it's a door. It's like, oh, shit.
It's like, okay.
How did you know?
It's like, good for you. And it's like,
why is this cabinet not flushed with the wall?
If a person's, like, into sports, it's like, you know that this thing is here. It's like, why don't they have their...
It's like,
why is there only one ski stick when you know there's two? Murder weapon. It's like,
Or why do they have this team's baseball? Like, why do they have a baseball signed by this team, but the poster signed by this team? Those are rival teams. You wouldn't like either of those two. What is going on here? Suspiciousness.
Like, the tiniest little fucking clues where I'm just like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's like, yeah, it's like, this photograph isn't the standard size photograph. It's cut in half smaller. What is behind the frame? Like, it's like, I don't
murder
know.
Murder weapon. It's like, holy shit.
I don't know. Like, how was I supposed to know that normal pictures don't come in these sizes? Like,
right.
I mean, like, I thought they would just DIY and artsy crafts.
Yeah, I didn't think that would be suspicious.
Right?
It's like, I gotta look through the whole house. It's like, why is the pillow cover not all the way on? It's only halfway on. It's like, I don't know, maybe they were in the middle of putting it on. Maybe they were in the middle of taking it off.
For real.
I'm not, mind your business. I feel
like somebody would walk into my room and be like,
suspicious,
why is there a bunch of flowers on the wall? Why is there a paper over the wall where there's a hole? It's like, what's in there? Because actually, in one of my walls in my room, there's like a hole. Uh-huh. So I literally put like a white piece of paper on it so I don't have to look in the hole.
Yeah, that's suspicious. People think you hide in like murder weapons.
I
mean,
I wish I was hiding murder weapons back there.
That's something. It's a great place to hide a weapon.
Like a hole in a wall.
If you murder someone, you cut a hole in your wall. you pop it in there, you get some drywall, you cut it to the size of the hole. I've seen it on TikTok. Then you get that, I don't know, sticky shit, joy compound, I don't know the name. You go, psh, 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 yeah. You stick that bitch, you sand that bitch, then you paint your wall. Bang. Ooh, yeah, maybe it's sus if it's like, ooh, this is a new paint job. That might be sus.
But then you do, like, a new paint job everywhere.
Right, but that's sus. Why you paint so recently?
Because we did.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I painted, like, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, where's the murder weapon?
Or maybe... Nowhere, maybe bitch. You just completely, like... You would have a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're a suspect, like, there's no way your friend's gonna be a suspect. You know what I mean?
Well, your friend would be a suspect,
yeah. Why?
Well, I guess you have your friend hide the murder weapon. You have your friend do that.
Yeah, like, in their own house. And, like, you give them a free paint job.
Yeah.
I mean, but then they would be in on it, and then more people
would know that you killed somebody. But then you only go to your best friend. Okay. It's like, don't ask questions, I'm gonna paint your house. You know what it is.
Damn. It's like, I don't want to paint my house, though.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm doing you a nice. You say thank you when you buy me dinner.
Whoa.
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
Yes. So I know where I'm hiding my murder weapon now. But anyways.
Me too.
Keep drifting. This is the end of the podcast for today. This was our Friday fuck around. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Thanks I was so in a better mood than I thought I would be.
Yeah, you were amazing. I love you.
You're amazing, sweetie.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. Yes. So yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. And we'll see you on Lunes.
Bye-bye.